Tapestry of Love. One of my favorite pieces from Dr. Martin Luther King came when he was giving his Nobel speech. And he said that the world has become like one big house, and all of us are a family that are having to learn how to live together. And it isn't easy. There's a wonderful letters to God from a little girl, and she says, "How in the world do you love everybody, God? There are only four of us in my family, and I can't do it all the time." So it's having this idealized vision of what can be, because when we can see that and hold it, then we can do our little piece to help it be made manifest through our words, our prayers, our thoughts, our intentions, the words we speak, the connections we have, the choices we make in so many different directions. And every one of those has a little impact on the world, like a stone dropped in that has ripples, because we are all interconnected. And I believe that there are two wings that the founding fathers were talking about. And the first one is the one that everybody always focuses on, which is the Declaration of Independence. But when you read it, it's actually a declaration also of interdependence. How we collectively can create something new and different. And that was their intention. Was it easy for them? No. If you've seen the musical Hamilton, that's kind of an updated version of the fact that the men that put this together, and it was all men, we've got to think about the time period, but they did not just sit down around a table and agree all the time and sing Kumbaya and then write this. This came out of them struggling together to how do we stand in our truth but honor another person's truth as well. How do we do that? And they actually had fights and shootings and all kinds of exciting things that happened, but they came together and they crafted something amazing that is a living document. It's like reading scripture that is enlivened with the love and the energy of the divine presence. This is enlivened by a higher vision of who and what we can be. And are we still working on it? Absolutely. In the Constitution, it says, "We the people, in order to form a more perfect union." We're working on how do we make that union work within our families, within our cities and communities, within our nation, within our world and beyond. How do we do that? And here are the words that have always inspired me. We hold these truths to be self-evident, not even up for debate. This they could all agree on, that all men are created equal. And we'd revise that to all people are created equal if we did it in our time. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Do you realize how powerful that is? That all are equal and that all have rights that have been divinely given to them. And among these, not limited to, but among these, they could agree on three: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How powerful. If they had to just pick three, I think they did really good. Life, to be who you've been sent to be. Liberty, the freedom to be yourself and to create your life with others. And the pursuit of happiness, to follow whatever is in your own heart. And then it says, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, they're saying, with God's help, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Wow. Think about it. In this moment, all of us in this room are mutually pledging to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor simply by being part of this nation. The dollar bill says E pluribus unum, which is one nation for many people. Constitution, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union that we're still working on. And from Galatians, something very similar. Now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, to rigidity and outer rules. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. You're all children of God, all equal with the same rights. There is no longer Jew or Greek, no longer slave or free, no longer male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. That concept of being all divine creations, and that each of us is uniquely created to bring gifts and to receive gifts, but we get to do it together. And so independence is the freedom to be who you choose to be at every level of being. And there are two questions to ask. Freedom from what? Freedom from fear, from lack, whatever, you've got your own thing that you want to be free from. But the other part of that is freedom for what? What are you going to do with it? What calls you? And so freedom is this wonderful gift of the choices you make that are your presence in the world, where you can choose to be free from things and free to do things, both. Independence is independence. The very word can be broken up, independence. You dance independence with other people. We're all interconnected. We're all woven together. And as I said, it's actually not just a declaration of independence, it's a declaration of interdependence, because we're going to honor one another and we're going to pledge to each other that we will honor each one. Charles Fillmore said, love is the greatest harmonizing energy. It lies at the center of Scripture, of course. The greatest commandment is that we love. And we tend to focus on our differences, but everything is truly interconnected. Quantum entanglement is what we'd call it now. The founders didn't know that term, but we do. Quantum physics has helped us realize that at every level of being, we're interconnected. Quantum entanglement, isn't that wonderful? I love those two words together. And it shows how important how we live together is at the center of everything. In the Bible, the word love is used 809 times. From the beginning of Genesis all the way through the book of Revelations, love is one of the most key words all the way through, and it takes the forefront in the New Testament with the message of Jesus about love and grace. We frequently talk about Charles Darwin and who's stronger, who's better, all of that stuff, survival of the species. And what's interesting is that in his book, The Origin of the Species, survival of the fittest is only mentioned twice. Love is mentioned 55 times. His focus, we tend to say, oh, he was saying, well, you're stronger, you're weaker. That was minor. He was saying that's true, but it's how do you co-create together? How do you make life together as independent beings who are in interdependent connection and communion? The world traditions all have stories about the web of life and how everything is interconnected and woven together. And that's what our creation of this nation was meant to be, a taking of new threads and weaving a new web, a new possibility. In the Buddhist and Vedic traditions, you have Indra's net or Indra's web that is where life is interconnected, and in the night sky, the stars are the places where two of the strands cross. And whenever two strands cross, light is released. Wouldn't that be nice that in our world, every time our strand crossed another, light was released? That's what we're called to do. And so Indra's web held the whole world in this web of stars and divine energy. In the native traditions, it's grandmother spider that's found in the Puebla, Hopi, Native, and Anasazi traditions. Grandmother spider is the one that wove the world into being. And she too is connected to the night sky like Indra. In the Celtic traditions, Ariadhad weaves a wheel of silver stars together, creating the world and the energies of karma as we unfold within the energies of the silver wheel of stars. In Islam, it is a spider who weaves a web to protect the Prophet Muhammad when he's in danger. A spider weaves a web of protection for him. In Hindu tradition, the spider is honored because it pours forth from itself the thread that is made, that turns into the web. That web doesn't come from outside the spider. It comes from within its creation. We are weaving our own webs all the time. And in the Upanishad, it says this: just as the spider pours forth its thread from itself and takes it back again, even so the universe grows from the imperishable. Independence and interdependence, all part of the same great web. The quantum physicist David Bohm said, everything interpenetrates everything, quantum entanglement. All is a seamless web. Deepak Chopra in The Return of Merlin. Every new event is like a new thread spun in the web of time, and these threads issue from you. There is nothing out there that you did not dream in here first. Reclaim your power. No one can dream forth a world of love and peace except you. It comes from all of us. Chief Seattle, who we all are very dear and near and dear to here, says, every part of this earth is sacred to my people. All things are connected. Whatever befalls the earth befalls the sons and daughters of earth. Man did not weave the web of life. He is a strand in it. Whatever he does to the web, he does to himself. With that thought, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. And so we are the ones that are creating this continued vision. We, through us, a more perfect union can be made. And I've always loved the saying that the arc of history doesn't go straight forward. It goes back and forth, but it always bends toward justice, toward compassion and love. We're moving in the right direction, however messy the process looks. There's always a table at which we can all sit. And once we have sat at table together, we can do no harm, according to the ancient Hebraic tradition and the tradition of many of the natives. So, 2 years ago, we did a wonderful book by John Philip Newell called Sacred Earth, Sacred Soul, which is still one of my favorite books on my bookshelf. And I invite you to listen to this as your call to being part of creating a more perfect union. This is the revolution that is needed in our world today. If we are to truly wake up to the sacredness of Earth and every human being and do what we can to serve this sacredness in one another and in the creatures. Again, we need a consciousness of soul, a waking up to the interconnectedness of all things of every species, life form, race, and nation. We again need a strength of soul, a commitment to live in accordance with this inner connection, both individually and collectively. And we need again the beauty of soul, the willingness to serve this oneness with love, even at the cost of sacrifice. This combination of conscious awareness, inner strength, and commitment to love is capable of bringing about radical change in our lives and in our world. So I invite you to craft your own declaration of true independence and interdependence. Rededicate yourself to conscious choice, to life, to the consciousness of soul. Rededicate yourself to being free of fears and of doubts and abiding in a higher wave of energy that gives you wings and freedom and liberty, that gives you strength of soul. And rededicate yourself to being yourself a channel of blessings given and received, where you again honor the beauty of soul, the beauty of the soul journeys that all of us are on individually and collectively, remembering to pursue happiness. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it abundantly. Joyful, a cup overflowing with blessings. Allow your cup to overflow, offering it to others, and when yours seems to be a little empty, be willing to let others fill your cup as well, because you always have the freedom to not only be who you've been sent to be, but to do it consciously with souls who abide with you on a journey that we are all doing together. Let us pray. Sweet, sweet Spirit, abiding presence of the divine, as this week we celebrate the creation of this entity that we call the United States of America, may we uplift her and all of her citizens to highest and best. May we all learn to honor our consciousness and our rights to life. May we all remember to allow each one to have the liberty, to have strength of their own soul. And may we also remember the beauty of the journey, seeking happiness and allowing others to seek happiness as well. May we together create a more perfect union, our one nation from many people, all one in divine presence, independent and interdependent, moving forward into great possibilities of justice and compassion, true communion and connection. We dedicate ourselves to this anew, and we go forth in great, great gratitude, saying, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, and so it is.